The new ambassadors of Quesnel were recently crowned and they are excited to represent their hometown. In a ceremony on Saturday, July 12, O'Shea Woodruff and Grace Cassidy were named the two leads of the Quesnel Ambassador Leadership Program for 2025, taking the reins from Lacey Anderson and Jayla Wheeler. For both teenagers, they couldn't believe in the moment they had won. "I was just shocked. I sat there and I cried. I could barely talk to anyone because I could not comprehend the fact that I got crowned. It was so shocking, but I was so excited at the same time," said Cassidy. "I felt like I was on a cloud. I was super happy and excited. I cried a lot, but it's really exciting for me," added Woodruff. While they beat out three others for the two spots, many awards were handed out throughout the night. Bob Graham Memorial. Finley Clausen. Most Improved Speech. Grace Cassidy. Friendship. Grace Cassidy. Knowledge. O'Shea Woodruff. Personal Presentation. O'Shea Woodruff. Public Speaking. Finley Clausen. BC Ambassador Elise Nelson was in attendance for the ceremony, all the way from Cowichan Lake. The Ambassador Leadership Program is available in multiple cities across British Columbia, and has the goal of giving teenagers a chance to become leaders in their community, promote post-secondary education, and gain confidence. It's open to anyone interested from the ages of 15 to 17, male, female, or non-binary. It's run all over our province. There's actually different programs throughout all of Canada and some that are in the United States, explained Quesnel Ambassador Leadership Program Coordinator Kara Nault to Black Press Media. She added Quesnel doesn't send their ambassadors south of the border because of the travel, but towns closer to the border do. For both Cassidy and Woodruff, they had similar reasoning and wanted to become ambassadors. Woodruff heard about the program through friends of hers, while for Cassidy, it runs in the family. "My older sister was crowned in 2023, and my cousin was crowned the year before her, so I found out through them and decided when I got into high school I was going to do it as well," said Cassidy. "I saw them became so much more confident and outgoing, and I wanted that for myself." Woodruff heard her friends talking about the program and how it was going to help boost your confidence and public speaking skills, which is something I really wanted to improve on for myself, she said. After being named ambassadors, they signed their contracts on Sunday and got right to business as Quesnel's biggest weekend of the year, Billy Barker Days, started just days later. On Thursday, July 17, the Coraloo Secondary School students started their day at the annual Gloria Lazarin Seniors Ferris Wheel Ride, their first official event as ambassadors. There they connected with Quesnel's seniors, handing out cake and tea to them at Laborde Park. That night, they attended the annual Crash to Pass, where they have out the awards to the drivers and the money to the 50-50 winner. The other reason the duo wanted to become ambassadors, they love their hometown and want to represent it well and grow its reputation as much as they can. "I wanted to become an ambassador because I love Quesnel and have lived here my entire life, so representing Quesnel really means the world to me, and I also get to travel and meet other people, which is really interesting to me as well," said Woodruff. "I overall just hope to achieve that Quesnel becomes more acknowledged as we travel and hope to get more visitors and people more interested in our small hometown." With a population of around 10,000 people, Woodruff added every knows each other in town, saying it's very connected and the people are very passionate. "I hope I find more people to join the program in the next year, teaching people about what it is and showing how much fun it can be, and same as O'Shea, presenting Quesnel and getting its name out there," said Cassidy, who calls Quesnel a history-packed town. Both Cassidy and Woodruff thank the city and residents for their support and are excited to represent Quesnel over the next year.